this is also a very, very risky and delicate thing to do. You know, this song is like the most awesome song in the film, and it's top of the chart song, and very risky placement for the song, because if people walked into the theater late, they'd miss the song, you know. But the logic was, if they missed the song, they'd come back once again to see the film. So, and the screenplay always had this song in it. It's not like they place a song on the editing table. The moment Surya falls into the water, he goes unconscious as he hits the bottom of the lake, and in 1 minute we see a 5 minute song. You know, it's 1 minute into the mind of a man in coma. So it's supposed to be fast-paced cuts and very surreal, and, you know, a whole lot of shots of this girl running away from him. And it's also the first time we see the girl, you know, we see Maya, and it's what we see in his mind. We go into his mind, and this is what he sees, this girl running away from him. The lyrics are also very pain-filled lyrics, even though it's a fast, thumpy song. It's got a whole lot of, you know, lyrics which talk about the pain in him, and how he wants the girl to be with him, and asks her not to go away. Very awesome song. The song starts with this, you know, female voice which she sings, Oma Hazia, and a lot of people want to know what this is all about, whether it was Japanese or what. You know, there's no particular logic to it. We just wanted a, you know, a very female alap kind of a thing happening. And then we decided it'll be a, you know, a sort of a crazy chant kind of thing. So we just went with that. It was a very Harris Jayaraj kind of an idea. And sung by Suchitra of Radio Mirchi fame.